Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on literature today. What better way to improve your English than to read a book in English?
That's right.
You can take your time, and if you don't understand something, you can always look it up, especially with your smartphone. Things are really fast these days. And so today's featured book is The Book Thief. Oh, gee, I hope they don't steal the book before you're finished with it.
No. Actually, this book was on the bestsellers list for quite a while. We're going to talk about how popular it was. Like we usually do with our literature units, we'll talk about the novel, the plot, and then the author, and then we'll talk about some of the themes of the book, what the author's trying to communicate to his readers. Our author that we're going to be talking about is Marcus Zusak, which is kind of a fun name, I must say.
Hey, if you look at this word, it certainly looks like Zusak to me. Is that right?
Zusak. Yeah.
Right, so I put a Z sound in there. I didn't mean to. But in any case, that's the featured author today. So yes, as you said, today's lesson will deal with the summary of the actual book itself.
Uh-huh.
And then the next couple of programs will talk about the author himself and some of the themes in the book. But let's deal with the plot today, so let's get to it. Here's today's lesson read in its entirety. The Book Thief is an intriguing novel that mixes historical fiction with some supernatural elements. The story is set in Nazi Germany in the years leading up to World War II. What's unique is that the tale is narrated by a personification of death. Death recounts the story of a girl named Liesel Memminger and her family as they struggle to survive the hardships and atrocities caused by the war. Through the course of the novel, he explains how Liesel came to be known as the Book Thief. Death's story begins as Liesel, her mother, and her brother Werner are traveling by train to Munich. Liesel's mother is taking them to live with their new foster parents, Hans and Rosa Huberman, because she can no longer take care of them. On the way to the Huberman's residence, Werner suddenly passes away and Death attends his funeral. It is there that Liesel steals her first book, The Grave Digger's Handbook. Throughout the story, Liesel snatches books from various places, including the mayor's wife's library and a gathering where Nazis burn banned books. Meanwhile, Liesel's foster parents treat her extremely well, and she makes several new friends. At one point, Liesel's foster family put their own lives at risk by helping a young Jewish refugee who was hiding from the Nazis. Eventually, Liesel decides to write her own story, which she calls The Book Thief, based on her experiences. All the while, Death keeps returning to her community to take the souls of her friends and acquaintances. At the end of the novel, we learn that Liesel survives the war and moves to Sydney, Australia, where she lives a long and healthy life.
Okay, guys, let's get started. The title of our unit today is The Book Thief and the Horrors of War. Horrors, you've probably seen the word horror when you are going to see movies because there are horror films, those films where a lot of people are killed, there's blood and guts and gross things. The horrors of war talk about things that make you feel awful when you see them. Lots of death, lots of destruction, lots of suffering that happens during a war. So we're going to talk about some of the horrors of war as we talk about the plot of The Book Thief. It says it's an intriguing novel. Something's intriguing. It's very interesting. It causes you to think a lot. Maybe it captures your interest if it's intriguing. It fascinates you, you could say. It mixes historical fiction. So it's fictional, but it's based on real history, but it has some supernatural elements in it. Supernatural means things that belong to, another world, like ghosts and things that we don't understand. They're really kind of interesting. And even today, we have lots of supernatural TV shows and movies that are popular, like The Twilight Zone has, you know, supernatural elements like vampires and werewolves. But supernatural can also just mean ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, anything that's kind of beyond scientific explanation, some kind of power we don't understand, can be considered supernatural. They used to deal with stuff like that in The X-Files.
Yeah.
But that's a really old TV show. Probably very few of you remember that.
But they know the Twilight Zone book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Very similar. And, yes, historical fiction, isn't that one of your favorite genres? You kind of deal with historical events, but then the story is kind of made up.
I love historical fiction because they're characters that are made up, but I'm learning a little bit about history as I'm reading it, so it's really interesting.
Okay, so this story here is set in Nazi Germany in the years leading up to World War II. World War II started in, what, 1939 when the Nazis invaded Poland, uh-huh. So this would be describing events probably in the 1930s, so that's in the years leading up to World War II. You could also say the years before World War II. To lead up to kind of means that it's what happened before and it's kind of what brought about something, mm-hmm. or what caused it to happen.
Well, what's unique or very special about it is that the tale is narrated by a personification of death. If you narrate something, you're someone who tells the story of what is going on. You might narrate a book, so there might be one person who tells the whole story of a novel you're reading. Or if you've been to a play and you're watching drama on stage, you might have a narrator standing off to the side, kind of telling you what's going on, what action you're looking at. So the tale or the story is narrated by a personification of death. Personification is when something that's not human is made into a human being. So sometimes nature is personified as Mother Nature. Suddenly nature turns into this female that has the name of Mother Nature. Here we're making death turn into a person. And death is supposed to be telling us this story.
And death, this particular person, recounts the story of a girl named Liesel Memminger, okay? I don't know German very well. I would say that in German you probably say Liesel or something like
Liesel.
That. Liesel, okay. But in any case here, I pronounce this Liesel. Sounds close to Lisa there. And she is also with her family, and they struggle to survive the hardships and atrocities caused by the war. So if you struggle to do something, that means it takes great difficulty to do that thing. Maybe you don't have enough money or you don't have enough food, so you're struggling. And hardships just refer to the suffering that you have to experience when things are bad. You can suffer hardships in war. You can suffer hardships when the economy is not doing well, etc., etc. And, of course, during a war, you're going to experience atrocities, mm-hmm. which are basically really cruel or evil or wicked things that people do to each other.
Yeah, there's some awful things that happen during the war. Now, here we've got a phrase, through the course of the novel. Why are they using course here? Here we're using it to talk about the way that something proceeds or progresses or develops, the way the story unfolds, you could say. So as we read the novel and we turn the pages and we get further into the book, the narrator, Death, explains how Liesel came to be known as the book thief. So that's actually her nickname, her title, you could say. Liesel is the book thief. But how did she get to become the book thief? Why does she have this name? Death is going to tell us why.
Okay, and Death's story begins as Liesel, her mother, and her brother, Werner, or Werner, I guess if you're speaking German, they're traveling by train to Munich, or München, if you're speaking German, although I'm sure Germans would be laughing now if they heard me trying to say that, but so we're going to say Munich here, that's what we say in English. And Liesel's mother is taking them to live with their new foster parents. whose names are Hans and Rosa Huberman, or Huberman, and that's because the mother can no longer take care of them. This happened a lot in World War II. You know, the parents were busy with the war and stuff, so they had to give their kids over to relatives, or as in this case, turn them over to foster parents, which are parents that aren't related. They're just adopting the kids.
Yeah, a lot of times kids lose their own folks. And if you foster a child, you bring that child up, even though that child is not yours through birth. You're just taking care of that child for a while. So the mother is taking Liesl and her brother, Werner, and they're going by train to Munich. Liesl's mother is going to be taking care of them. She's taking them to live with their new foster parents. So Liesl's mother is not taking care of them. The foster parents, Hans and Rosa Huberman, because, of course, she can no longer take care of them, which is sad. Hopefully, the Ubermans, they're pretty nice people. So on the way to where they live, we call it their residence. Your residence is where you live, your house. My residence is a small apartment. Tom lives in a big house. His residence is quite nice. So
it's actually my wife's residence.
That's okay. That's where you live. It's a person's home. Mm-hmm. It's a place where someone lives. Mm-hmm. So they're going to the residence.
A person who lives there is a resident, and
True.
The house itself is the residence,
uh-huh.
And the verb is to reside.
Where do you reside?
I reside in Mujah.
Oh, okay.
In Taipei here. Well, so while on the way to Munich, during the trip there, unfortunately, Werner suddenly passes away.
Oh.
To pass away means to die. That's a nice way of saying
yes.
it.
Yes.
Die is what it means, but to pass away is just a nice way to say, I'm sorry to hear that your father passed away, for example. Well, death, he's probably pretty happy about that because he wants everybody to die, so he attends his funeral. The funeral, of course, is the ceremony we have for people who have died.
Mm-hmm.
Your funeral.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll invite your close family and friends to honor that person who has passed away. You have a ceremony. Some groups will sing songs. Sometimes you'll talk about the person's life and what they accomplished. It's nice if you can tell some fun stories, too, where people can laugh, because funerals are so sad. So they do have a funeral for her brother, Werner, who suddenly passes away. We're going to talk more about what happens to Liesl as she gets resettled, I guess, with the Ubermans, who are her foster parents. But now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 从今天开始连续三天，我们要来阅读 The Book Thief, 偷书贼这本书，以及它作者，以及它所想要传递的一些主题。首先来看到，在第一段的第二个句子提到 ,The story is set in Nazi Germany in the years leading up to World War II.这个故事的背景啊，是在德国的纳粹期间，而在这些年，这里有一个重要的片语 leading up to。原本 lead up to 是有逐渐进入或是作为什么的准备，在这里呢，就解释成为故事的场景是设定在二次世界大战前几年的纳粹德国。而在这里呢，我们会看到小说的特征就在于在第一段中间提到 Death recounts the story of a girl named Liesl Memminger and her family as they struggle to survive the hardships and atrocities caused by the war. 整个故事是由死神来做一个叙述，在这里用 recount 当作动词，有叙述、讲述的意思。它的主角叫做 Liesl Memminger， 以及他的家庭、他的家人，因为他们在这些期间必须呢要努力的在战争所造成的困苦跟残暴行为当中来求得生存。我们来看一下这两个名词 hardships 原来解释成为艰苦困难的意思。 举个例子来说，许多学生面临着经济的困难，你就可以说 Many students are facing financial hardships。而如果讲到某件事情是不困难的、不痛苦的，你就可以说 be no hardships。而后面的 atrocity 则是指残暴跟残酷的行为。接着我们请看第二段的第一句，提到 Death's story begins as Lizzo, her mother and her brother Warner are traveling by train to Munich。而死神的故事就从这一家人要搭乘火车到慕尼黑来开始说起。在这旅途当中呢， Lizzo 的弟弟就过世了，而死神也就参加了他的丧礼。在第二段中间提到 On the way to the Huberman's residence, Warner suddenly passes away and death attends his funeral。这里的 residence 解释成为住所跟住宅，譬如说总统的官邸可以称之为 the president's official residence， 而如果是私人的官邸则是可以说私人的住所 a private resident。 而因为 Warner 的去世， death attends his funeral， attend 在这里是有出席参加的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about today's featured book, The Book Thief.Remember, a thief is somebody who steals things. And so far, we've been summarizing the book. We've got the main character here, a girl by the name of Liesel. She and her brother Werner and her mother were going to Munich because they were going to stay with some new foster parents because their mother couldn't take care of them. But unfortunately, on the way, her brother Werner passed away. Death went to the funeral, and it is there at the funeral that Liesel steals her first book entitled The Grave Digger's Handbook. So if you're going to have a job digging graves for dead people, there's always going to be work in that. Don't worry about that. It's a very steady career. You might want to have this book. It's a handbook that tells you the ins and outs of digging graves, which shovels to use, which soil to dig through, the characteristics of the coffins and all that kind of stuff. All that information will be in there.
That's right. Notice here that when we talk about death, typically death is not a proper noun, right?
Right.
But because we personified him, he's a personification, we're capitalizing death as if it is a person right now because it's the narrator. Throughout the story, it says Liesel snatches books from various places. If you snatch something, you quickly take something. Usually, it's in a kind of a rude way, or maybe you really are excited to get something. Like when I would go home from school, I would go into the kitchen and snatch a cookie before my mom could see.
Oh boy.
We weren't supposed to eat cookies after school. So it's also used to mean steal. So if you snatch something, you steal something or kidnap somebody. You could use it that way too. So she snatches books from various places. Sounds like she has a problem stealing things, people. She even steals something from the mayor's wife. What does she take from the mayor's wife? Well, she takes something from the mayor's wife's library. And let's see what happens to her after that. What happens after she does that?
Well, as you know, the Nazis, they were bad people. And, of course, yes. They didn't want people to read books that they didn't like. So the Nazis would gather people together to burn books. And these were banned books, books that the government didn't approve of. That happened with Qin Shi Huang, right? He burned a bunch of banned books as well, destroyed a lot of history there. And so the Nazis, these bad Germans were there burning those books. But hey, she Well, she stole a book when she was there. I guess she did it while the Nazis weren't looking.
Grabbed it from the pile they were burning, maybe.
She snatched it, and this was a gathering, which is when people just get together for some kind of occasion. It could be a social gathering, a party or something like that. But here the people were getting together to burn books, and they were probably singing and chanting, and down with those books! Hooray, Nazis!
Well, meanwhile, or while all of this is going on and she's snatching or stealing books, we learn that her foster parents are really good people. They treat her extremely well. They make sure she's happy, that she has the food and clothes she needs. And she also makes several new friends, which is sometimes hard when you move to a new place. Well, at one point in the story, Liesl's foster family put their own lives at risk. If you put something at risk, it means that thing is suddenly at danger. So something could happen to it. If you put your life at risk, there's a possibility that you might die, that you might be killed. Maybe you're doing something that's a little dangerous. If you go skiing off a big high mountain, sometimes you put your life at risk. Well, here they put their lives at risk by helping someone who's trying to escape from the Nazis. Remember, the Nazis hate the Jews. So they help a young Jewish refugee who is hiding from the Nazis. A refugee is a person who's been forced to leave their country or their home in order to escape war or maybe persecution. Someone's trying to hurt them. Or maybe they've just left their country because there's been a really bad natural disaster and they're trying to find a place, a new place to live and eat food, because sometimes places that have natural disasters no longer have food to eat.
That's right. Of course, there are thousands and thousands of refugees from Syria now because of the war going on there. And this story sounds similar to the Anne Frank story. She was a refugee in Amsterdam, I guess, trying to hide from the Nazis, although that story had a sad ending here. But here we've got this German family. Maybe they think something's wrong, that it's not right to kill all the Jews like that, so they decided to help a young Jewish refugee. And, of course, if you were Jewish in Germany during that time, you were in big trouble. Your life was at risk. Well, eventually, Liesl decides to write her own story, which she calls The Book Thief, and it's based on her experiences. So based on here just means all the ideas in the book are kind of there because of what she experienced.
Yeah, so she's using things she's gone through to write her own book. It's not an autobiography, which would be a book about her own life, but she does use some of her own experiences and puts them into her novel, which is kind of fun. So she writes her story, and she calls it The Book Thief, which is the name of the book we're reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the while, death, that personification of death, keeps returning to her community to take the souls of her friends and acquaintances. Ooh, all the while means, while all of this is going on, she's also finding out that death keeps returning to her little group of family and friends, and some of them are passing away. They're dying. A community could be a group of people who live together in one place. It can also be a group of people who all enjoy the same sort of activity or hobby, things like that.
Right, so death keeps coming to get their souls there in her community. And, of course, your friends are people you talk to and laugh with and you know a lot about each other. But your acquaintances, those are the people that you know, but you're not close to them, at least not yet. You might know their name, where they live, where they work and stuff, but not much else after that. So those are your acquaintances. And, yeah, these people keep dying and death keeps coming for them. And at the end of the novel, we learn, or we find out, that Liesl survives the war and moves to Sydney, Australia. That's a great place to live. And so she survives the war, which means even though there was a war going on, she was still able to live. She wasn't killed. And I guess she decided to leave Germany after that. She went to Australia, I guess because she heard they've got kangaroos there and koalas. They're pretty cute.
They have good food in Australia.
What do they eat in Australia anyway?
I just hear that everything's fresh tasting.
Yeah, I can't
think of
shrimp
on the Barbie.
Yeah, they have their barbecues, yeah. Of course, but I can't think of any characteristic Australian dish.
I know.
I'll have to look that up, actually.
Alligator.
I know that. I know they eat alligator. Maybe a roast koala, maybe?
I don't know about that, but I know they like alligator.
Maybe you can eat Tasmanian devils, too.
Ooh.
I don't know about that, but in any case, I'll ask an Aussie the next time I see one what they eat down there.
Yeah.
But, hey, she goes to Sydney, Australia, and she lives a long and healthy life, which sounds like a good place to do that. So lots of people from Taiwan, at least in the past, immigrated to Australia.
True.
And, yeah, the quality of life down there is pretty cool. There just aren't so many people there. It's got a lot of peace and quiet.
It's true. A lot of space. Actually, this kind of sounds like our author, Marcus Zusak, what he did.
Yeah.
He went from Europe, or at least his parents did, and settled in Australia eventually. Okay, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
接着我们来看后面的句子。 It is there that Lizzo steals her first book, The Grave Digger's Handbook. 就是在这样子的场合呢, Lizzo 偷了她的第一本书, 这本书叫做 The Grave Digger's Handbook, 掘墓工人手册, 非常特别吧。 不过我们要强调的是在这句里面有个分裂句的强调句型 It is 点点点 that 用来强调就是怎么样 就是在这样的地点就是在这样的场合他做了第一个偷窃书的动作接着在第三段的第一句提到 Throughout the story, Lizzo snatches books from various places including the mayor's wife's library and the gathering where Nazis burn banned books. 在整篇故事当中呢, 你会发现我们的女主角, 她从不同的地方窃取书籍。 在这里我们使用的动词是 snatch, 其实正是有抢夺或者是迅速弄到手的意思。 举个例子来说, The thief snatched her purse and ran. 代表着小偷一把抢过他的皮包就跑走了。而偷书的地方除了市长夫人的图书室之外，也包括了纳粹党人焚毁禁书的集会地点。接着我们来看到最后一段的第一句提到 Eventually, Lizzo decides to write her own story, which she calls the book thief, based on her experiences. 到最后呢, Lizzo 决定要把他自己的故事写下来,而这些故事的内容就是根据他的经验。在这里要注意的是,以什么为根据,常用被动来表达 based on something. 后面的句子写着 All the while, death keeps returning to her community to take the souls of her friends and acquaintances. 在整个的期间呢, 你会发现死神还是持续的会出现在他的社群当中, 而夺走他朋友跟相识人的性命。 在这里的 all the while 就是解释成为在某段期间当中一直有怎么样的状况出现 acquaintance 则是指的相识的人我们常常说到点头之交就可以说 a nodding acquaintance
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, but you gotta tune in next time because we're going to continue talking about the book thief. We're actually going to talk about the author, Marcus Zusak. So please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.